Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Megan McElroy, who recently earned her Doctor of Ministry in Preaching and comes to us from Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sister Megan's reflection is entitled, The Canaanite Vocation Director.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus left that place and went away to the district of Tyre and Sidon. Just then, a Canaanite woman from that region came out and started shouting, "Have mercy on me, Lord, Son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." But he did not answer her at all. And his disciples came and urged him, saying, "Send her away, for she keeps shouting after us." He answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But she came and knelt before him, saying, "Lord, help me." He answered, "It is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Then Jesus answered her, "Woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And her daughter was healed instantly. The Gospel of the Lord. Have you ever had the experience of someone seeing something in you that you could hardly imagine in yourself? It might have been a parent, a coach, a friend, teacher, or other relative urging and encouraging you to try something, to do something that they knew was hard, but they had all the faith in the world that you could do it. For me, it was the call to be a preacher. The thought of talking in front of a crowd of people haunted me throughout my childhood and young adulthood. Reading a book report, making a presentation, even answering a simple question out loud filled me with great angst. Then came the day when my vocation director asked me to share my vocation story at a diocesan Sarah Club dinner. We went back and forth with my saying, "No way," and her saying, "I know you can do it." She eventually won out, and I discovered just how much I enjoy sharing how God has been alive and active in my life. My journey to becoming a preacher started in that exchange, and I can now say preaching is when I feel the most alive. The Canaanite woman in today's gospel was the vocation director, so to speak, for Jesus. Locked in a narrow view of who he was called to serve, Jesus ignored the woman when she cried out to him, "Have mercy on me, Lord, Son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." Matthew tells us he did not answer her at all. In fact, the response he uttered was directed at his disciples who were urging him to get rid of the woman. "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel," he said. In other words, the plan of salvation was for the Jews. Yet this assertive, loud, bold, Gentile woman was not put off. She saw something more in Jesus than he had yet to imagine in himself. She continued to plead with him, "Lord, help me." Though he then engaged her, he still put her off. "It's not right to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs," he said. "But even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table," she replied. In other words, the woman was saying, even Gentiles have a place at the table, a share in the plan of salvation that is given first to the Jews. What the woman saw in Jesus was a magnanimity of mercy instead of its partiality. She saw that it was through him that one could be saved. In her exchange with him, she was opening his eyes to the possibility, the probability the Gentiles could share in the promise of salvation for Israel if they opened their hearts and minds to him, just as she had done. In recognizing the woman's faith and healing her daughter, Jesus was in effect saying, I get it. I hear the call. I will do it. In similar fashion, the body of Christ today is called to open itself to sharing the magnanimity of God's mercy instead of determining who is and isn't allowed or fit to receive it. Those in the Black Lives Matter movement, the LGBTQ community, women, the divorced and remarried, and countless others are crying out to the body of Christ, just as the Canaanite woman cried out to Jesus, for acceptance, recognition, healing, dignity, respect, and welcome. They are the vocation directors of today, summoning the body of Christ to its higher calling. Sadly, there are plenty who, like the disciples of Jesus, seek to squelch these voices and just send them away. They are those who live by the letter of the law, who fail to see the common humanity, who feel the need to protect the church and maybe even God from the likes of these people. These disciples, too, are a part of the body of Christ, and they're called to consider the magnanimity of God's mercy for all people, for all God's children. To hear such a call takes an ear attuned to the Spirit and the prophets in our midst. The United States recently lost one of those prophets in the person of Representative John Lewis. In his work for civil rights, John Lewis, along with Martin Luther King Jr. and countless others, was the Canaanite woman calling out to the United States for healing. On the day of his funeral, the New York Times published an essay Mr. Lewis wrote shortly before he died. They are words particularly addressed to young Americans, but they are the words of a vocation director for the body of Christ as we seek to become who we are intended to be. In these last two paragraphs of the essay, we hear the Spirit of Jesus summoning his modern-day disciples. Though I may not be here with you, I urge you to answer the highest calling of your heart and stand up for what you truly believe. In my life, I have done all I can to demonstrate that the way of peace, the way of love and nonviolence, is the more excellent way. Now it is your turn to let freedom ring. When historians pick up their pens to write the story of the 21st century, let them say that it was your generation who laid down the heavy burdens of hate at last, and that peace finally triumphed over violence, aggression, and war. So I say to you, walk with the wind, brothers and sisters, and let the Spirit of peace and the power of everlasting love be your guide.